Okay, Rabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bav Metzia Daf Yud Aleph, and we are here on Yoram Beis, in the middle of this whole discussion of Chatzar Mishum Yad, Chatzar Mishum Shlichus. And we're here. Where are we? Where do we leave off? Right, we're three lines up on the bottom over here. I think, did we do that? Yeah, we did the nafkamina. Good. So, v'imi yikalaman damar chater lav mishem yoda isra boy. Right, three lines up from the bottom again. If you remember, we had a machokas, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, whether a katana, right, has a kinyan chater, and that's Reish Lakish said the name of Abakar and Bardola, that she does not. Rabbi Yochanan said mishem Rabbi Yanai, that she does. And we talked about yesterday at the end, right, if you remember, whether we hold, right, again, whether chatzar is mishum yad, whether the chatzar is considered as if, right, it's just an extension of her hand, or whether chatzar is from shlichus, and therefore it's as if it's just like she can make shliach, so then, right, she can have her chatzar be kone, and that's why katana would not be able to acquire, let's say, a get, for example, and their chatzar, because she can't make a shliach. So the Gemara says like this: Mi ikal amad amar chatzar lav mishum yad isra bayit. Does really anybody really disagrees that chatzar and says that chatzar is not because of yad? You know, v'tani v'lendin aresa yada, and that's the pasuk that we said before about get, right? Even a san biyada, right? He has to put the get in her hand. In the yada, right? We only know that she's able to put, we were able to put a get in her hand. Gaga chater chapefa minayin. How do you know you can put in any of her property, right? Roof or chutzre or whatever. Tamalomer v'nasan, right? The pasuk says v'nasan, you can put it there. Mikol makom, right? Anywhere, meaning anywhere you want. And just Rashi just fills in. The ikar is a little bit chasim in a sefer. Rashi in the last Rashi in the Almud, right? He says that if it was because of shlichos, right, that would have been a different drasha, right? Rashi says akvar ksiva hakol kidatani v'shalach v'shilcha, right? Malame sha'isha osa shliach, right? That we did in the middle of the kiddushin, right? At the beginning of the second parak. So that would be a different drasha. So everybody must hold that yoda, right, is shlichos, that chutzar is mishum yad. So Gemara says, get kuliyamol pligi. Gemara says, okay, you're right. We have to revise and re-understand, right, these whole machlokas, right? Again, we said before, the machlokas are Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, whether a katana has a chutzar or not. Right, so that we said was based on whether chutzar is mishum yad or chutzar mishum shlichos. So Gemara says, no, linyan get kuliyamol pligi de chutzar mishum yad is rabbi. Everybody agrees that by get, right, chatzar is working mishum yad. Ki pligi the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is leinim mitzia. By if the katana found some sort of item in their chatzar, right, and the machlokas is, right, mar savar, one of them holds yalfina mitzia miget, right, umar savar lo yalfina mitzia miget, right, and they have machlokas, right, whether, you know, you learn mitzia from get or not, right, and then therefore, right, they would line up, you know, according to that, right, whether you hold it like that or not, right, again, certainly it works by get, and the question is, does it also work by mitzia as well? V'boy same, another way to understand, katana kuli alma lo pligi dafin mitzia miget, or maybe everybody, maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, both hold that you can learn mitzia from get, and it should be kona, right, with a chutzar. But v'hakla, b'katan, come if we get here, the machlokas is not by katana, right, if you remember, I don't know if you noticed, but it was very specific, it was talking about a katana, right, again, obviously, it's talking about a case where she's getting a get, right, so that's, you know, going to be a katana, but again, it wasn't a question of a under bar mitzvah human, it was specifically katana. The question is, does the same halakha apply by katan? Right, mar zavri alfin and katan miktana, right? Rabbi Yochanan holds, right, we learn, right, a katan from katana, right, and therefore chutzar acquires for a katan as well. Mar zavri and Reish Lakish holds lo alfin and katan miktana. We don't extend the halachas of katana to a katan, and therefore, right, the katan's chutzar is not kona. V'boy zeim, another way to understand that mar amar chadav lo pligi. But or you could just understand that there's no machlokas that one said one said the other. If you look at Rashi, two possibilities. What do you mean that they're not arguing? So, first possibility, if you look at Rashi, right, last Rashi before the Mishnah, Reish Lakish says, is talking about a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yochanan says, talking about a get, meaning everybody agrees that by a get it works. So, Reish Lakish would agree that by a get it works, just Reish Lakish is talking about a mitzvah. Or you could say that one of them is talking about a katan, and one of them is talking about a katana, right? But everybody agrees with each other's shita, and there really is no machlokas. Okay, new Mishnah says like this: Ra usan rotzin achar mitzia. Right, if you see people running after a mitzia, achar tzvi shavur or achar gozlo shelo parchu, you're running after a deer that is literally means broken, right? You can't run, or, you know, pigeons that can't fly. So v'amar zachzo li sadi, and the guy screams and he says, "Oh, my sadi has just acquired it. My field has just acquired all these items." So then, Zachtalo, the mission says that that works. Hayat Tzvi Ruska Darko, Osha Gozos Mafrika, and but if the deer was running normally, or the pigeons were flying, so then, and then Amar Zachtal Hisadi, guys, as my field acquires it, so then Lomar Klum, right, so that's not, he hasn't done anything over there, right, because he has to actually be able to get it, right, he has to actually be able to physically get to it, and, you know, if it's flying or running fast, right, good luck, right, you're not going to catch it. Some of Yudha Mar Shmuel, V'husha Omid B'tzad Sadehu, right, when we said that the guy says, my field has acquired this for me, right, we're talking about, let's say, a deer that can't run, right, so that's only if the guy's there. That's only if he's standing right next to the field. But if he's not, or if he's just, you know, random place, so then, right, that does not work. The Gemara says, boom and plop. What do you mean? V'tikni lei sadeyu, dam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, right, chatzer she'adam kona lo shalom edaito. Right, why do we need the guy to be standing right there? Right, we have a halacha that a person's chatzer can be kona, right, even if he doesn't know what's going on. So the Gemara says, yeah, hanimili bichotzer mishnamerish. That's only if the chotzer, right, is locked, right, is guarded, right. If al chotzer shein mishnamerish, right, but a chotzer that's not, right, e omid b'tzad sadehu in ilo lo, right. If it's not, if it's a field, like I said, sadehu, right, like so if the guy just is standing there, then yes. But if he's not standing there, then it's not. Menot temra. How do I know? Says the Gemara. How do I know that that's true? The chotzer shein mishnamerish. Sorry, the chotzer shein mishnamerish. The omer b'tzad sadehu in ilo lo. Right. How do you know that's true? Titania is within the brayso. Hay omid by ear of omer. If omer yode ani she omid she omer she yeshli basad de polim shachu. Guy's hanging out in the city doing his business, and he says, "I know. I for sure know." Right, that my workers, right, are in the field, right, and they forgot, right, one of the sheaves or whatever, right, that they are reaping. Right, again, there's one of the matnos kaniya, one of the matnos ania, aniyim, sorry, is shechcha, that if a person forgets, right, certain stalks of whatever, right, you have to leave that for the poor people. So the city guy told me, guy says, I know where my workers are walking. They're going to forget this. This is left behind. I know it. So the guy says, lo yehe shecho. Right? And the guy doesn't want to be shecho. So yehe lo yehe shecho. Right? You could, maybe, you might have thought that that works. And it shouldn't be shecho. And the guy can go get it. Tamalom, so the pasuk says, v'shachach to omer basode. Right? That if you forget. And the pasuk, that's pasuk says, the pasuk talks about shecho. Right? Basode v'shachach avalo ba'ir. Right? That's only basode. Right? It's only if you're in the field. Right, and not if you're in the city, you can't just make that, you know, decision if you're not around. If you're not around your field, the Gemara says, "One second, hold on." Before we get to the proof, right? Hagufa kasha, you just that was a stira, right? Amarta, right? First of all, you said yachol yehe shecha, right? You might have thought it's not shecha, and then you quoted a pasuk. So Alma, apparently, what do you say? Havi shecha, that it is shecha. You can't cancel shecha if you're not around, right? But the nasi of la Gemara, basada, and then the Gemara went and said basada. That in the field, right, it's shecha, but not shecha, right, if you forget in the city. That implies that it's not shecha. So what the Bryson meant is like this, that if the guy's in the field, so then shechuach mei karo, if he forgot it originally, by meaning the guy himself forgot it, and then he knows that, that's how he knows that the thing is forgotten, because he forgot it, and his workers aren't, you know, picking up after him, so that havi shecha, that works. That's actual shecha, and you have to give that to the poor people. But zachor levasof shechuach, but if you forgot it, if you remembered, meaning it wasn't shecha, and then it was forgotten by the poelim, so then, right, ain shecha, right, then that's not considered b'shecha. My time, why is that? Because the came into koi gaba, since the guy's there, havi the chatzer over zachsolo, so he has reacquired it, because a chatzer, right, has been koned for him. Aval ba'ir, but in the city, right, if he's not around, I feel zachor l'b'sof shechuach, but even if he remembers, and then the workers forget, then havi shecha, that is going to be shecha. My time, why is that? Right, because d'lesei gavei, d'lezachid lei, because he's not there, but in the field, to be kona, right, the shecha for himself. So that is how you know, right, that if it, only the chutzah that's not, only the chutzah mishtameres, right, that it will acquire without your das, but if it's open field, then you need to be there. This Gemara says, mimai, that was very fancy, but how do you know? Right, maybe just based on the pasuk. Right, the basada not have a shecha, but you're alone not have a shecha. The pasuk says, v'shechachta, what is it, basada, what was it, omer basada. Wait, maybe the pasuk is exeris the kasav. So Kumar says, Amakra lo sashuv l'chachto, because you have another pasuk. Right, because you shouldn't go back to take it. The rabba shecha zir, to include if you had shecha, if you forgot it, right, while you were in the city. So Kumar says, Haimibay le'lav, but doesn't that pasuk teach me that there's an isser, right, to go back and take it? that not you don't meaning that, that you edit into a lav, right, of not leaving shechut and iser. So Gemara says, well, imkain, if that it was only trying to teach me that it was an iser, neimakar lo tikachenu, right? The pasuk should have said you shouldn't take it, right? My lo sashuv, what does it mean when it says don't go back to take it? So the rabba shechut is here to include, right, when you forgot it and you were in the city. But don't we need that pasuk to teach me the following mishnah? Shelafan of in shechut shel achar v'yech shechut, right? But whatever is in front of you is not shechut, because obviously you're not forgetting it. But what's behind you is shechut shuv b'bal tashuv, and you're not allowed to turn back and get it. And Zach Cloud is the rule, right? And anything that's shaykh to don't go back and get it is shekha, and anything that's not, it's not. But that's what we need that pasuk for. So it says, Amaravashi and Echanami. You're right. So therefore, we need another pasuk that says, Amakra Yihyeh, the Rabba Shekha Zeir. The pasuk says Yihyeh. Let's find where it is in that pasuk. Okay, so maybe the pasuk says, don't go back and take it. Right, for those three people, yihyeh. Right, it should be for them. Right, so that's the rabba shecha seir. Right, that to include, right, the if you forget it while you're in the city. Okay, fine. Now we had said before that whole back and forth discussion, right, the first thing we said in the Gemara was that if the guy is standing next to his field, that's when, right, he acquires this broken deer. Right, v'chein amar ula, Gemara says now, v'husha omei b'tzad chatzadehu, right, ula agrees to this, v'chein amar rabba bar v'chana, v'husha omei b'tzad chatzadehu, right, rabba bar v'chana also agrees to this as well. Eisvei rabba, rabbi abba, l'ula. Now, what Rabbi Abba asked on Ula, again, who agreed to this, that the guy's got to be standing next to it, right, he asked the following kasha, Ma'isa Brahman Gamliel Zakenim, right, the Mishnah we've quoted a couple times in this Daf Yomi cycle, Mishnah Ma'isa Sheni, towards the end over there, might even be the last Mishnah over there, okay, I don't remember exactly, but there's a story about Brahman Gamliel and the Zakenim, and they were on a boat, right, Shehubah, Bisvina, right, they were on a boat, there was a bunch of famous Tanaim over there, as we'll see their names in a second. They were traveling, and Amram Gamliel said, "Isur shani osid lamud." Right, I'm going to eventually take, right, you know, isur and miser. Again, is going to take what's it called, miser from my produce. Meaning, what he wanted to do, right, is that he had pashas, he had produce with him, or whatever, but he wanted to be mafresh, right, certain matanos, and so that he would, you know, so that he would. Pashas is he was able to take, right, so he could eat the stuff he had with him. Okay, I don't see that anywhere, but I would imagine. For some reason, that's what I'm remembering. Okay, either way, long story short, Rabbi Gamliel was hanging out with his Tanoim Chaverim on the ship, and Rabbi Gamliel said, "Isur the Meiser, right? That Shani Osid Lamud. I'm going to end up right giving out Nasun Yoshua. That's given to Yoshua. That's Yoshua ben Chananya. He was a Levi." So I'm eventually going to give Meiser to him, right? And then Umakomo Muskarlo, and I'm also giving him, right, a place, right? The i.e. the place where the Meiser is, right? I'm renting it out to him, where the Meiser is. Now the Gemara is, as Rashi explains over here, the Gemara is initially assuming, and we're going to change this. But the Gemara is initially assuming, right, that he's going so that Rabbi Yeshua ben Ben Chananya, Ben Chananya, so he could be acquired to be Konet through Kinin Chotzer. That's what we're understanding at this point. So he said, so I'm going to give him this Meiser, I'm separating this Meiser, and the place where the Meiser is, I'm renting it to him, should be Konet with Kinin Chotzer. V'Yisr Achar Shani Osid Lamud, I'm going to eventually going to take Meiser Oni. Nosin Lakiva Ben Yosef, he's given to Rabbi Akiva because he's the Gabbai. For the poor people, so the poor people should acquire it, and the place where that stuff is, right, I'm also renting it to him. And the kasha now on Ula and all those people who say you have to be standing next to the Sada, where were these people? These people were on a boat, right? I'm on a boat. Right? These people were on a boat. They weren't standing next to the field. How could you give them the chatzer and then make them acquire the stuff by the way of Kenyan chatzer? So Amalei, so Ula said back to him, no, Dame hai rabbanan delo gamri inchi shmeitza. Oh, dame, I'm sorry, yeah. Dame hai rabbanan, this guy, Rabbi Abba, right, this rabbi, delo gamri inchi shmeitza. He's like someone who's never learned anything. He doesn't know how to learn a sugya. Right? But he didn't tell him, Ula didn't tell him what was wrong with his kasha. Okay, so Rabbi Abba went to figure out what was wrong with his kasha. Ki asa la surah, Rabbi Abba went to surah, and amar lahu, Now he said the Chachamim there, Amar Ula said Vahachi Osivne Osvine Osvise, right? He said to hold it back and forth with him and Ula. So he said, what's Pshat? What did Ula mean? So Maleu Hurme Rabbana, and one of them said, Am Gamlil Matatli Agav Makarke Hiknelhem. Maybe he was doing a Kinyan Agav, that he was giving him land, and he was doing a Kinyan Agav for the Trumas and Meisters. So Rabbi Zera Kivle, so Rabbi Zera liked that Kasha, and that must have been what Ula liked, what Ula meant. But Rabbi Abba lo kibla. Rabbi Abba was not happy with that answer. Rabbi says, Shaper Rabbi de lo kibla. And that was that's a good pshah, because it's good that Rabbi Abba didn't take it. Because otherwise, he could have just done a kinyan chalipin. What, they didn't have a handkerchief? Do a kinyan chalipin? What, do you have to go through this whole fancy renting and land and the whole deal? I mean, what, did you just do a kinyan chalipin to acquire the stuff? But since it's tovas hona, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, what was it, Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, I'm sorry. Rabbi Gamliel, right, didn't actually own this stuff, right? Meiser goes to Levi. Meiser Ani goes to the poor people. He had what's called Tovas Hona. He had the ability to give it to somebody. He decided who got it, but he doesn't actually own the stuff. And that's Eino Mamon. Right, Tovas is not considered to be actual value. Liknus b'chalipin, that you should be able to use a kinyan chalipin, and therefore, and hachanami Tovas hana, and mamon liknus agavi karka, and so too, you couldn't have done a kinyan agav with the karka, because that meister stuff was not his to give, and Tovas hana, it's not enough of a piece of property, right, or enough of ownership, right, to be able to do a Kenyan agav. And the Gemara just says Valohi, but that's still, right, not true, right, that because Matnos Kahuna Nesina Kasibu. Really, the problem is that Matnos Kahuna, and obviously the Meiser, Meiser Ani, etc., right, you need to do an Asina. And Chalipin Derech Mekach Umemkarhu. The reason they couldn't use the Kinyan Chalipin is not because he only had Tovas Hona, is because it's Chalipin is Mekach Umemkar, is like a transaction. Right? And that's not a way to fulfill the halacha of Nesina. You have to have Nesina, you have to give the Matnos Kahuna to whoever you're giving to. And Ba'a Metalan Aviv Makarka, Nesina alimtahi, but doing Kinyan Agav, right, allowing him to acquire the metalzalin through the karka, that's considered to be a Nesina, and therefore that's why he wanted to give it over with a Kinyan Chater. So, okay, so that's one way to back up Ula, right? And but another way is Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says that's a charis magnos on shiny. That's different when someone else is giving, and you have a das a charis magna, right? When you have another person's das is giving over the item. Again, what we've been talking about, right? For example, our case in our Mishnah is by a lost object, right? Let's say the deer that's broken or whatever. So there we say you have to be standing next to your chsada, right, to acquire it. But if there's a das a charis, if there's another person giving you a matana, then you don't need it, right? And then you don't need to be necessarily next to your chater, and your chater will acquire it for you. And we know Temra, Rav Papa says, how do I know? It's not our Mishnah. Right, Ra is on Ratan Achar Metziah. Right, if you see them running after a Metziah, from Rabbi Yirmi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Husha Rat Acharein Magian. That's as long as you can actually get to these animals or whatever before they get out, before they leave. And that's why it's important that they're broken or they can't fly. Upay Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya says, Matana Heach, right, what about if it's a matana? What about if it's a gift? Right? That's the Mishnah is by a lost object, by a Metziah. What about a matana? Do you have to be able to get to the item in question or no? And Kibbalah Rabbi Abba Barkana, right, he accepted, right, and said in Echanami, right, Avo Pisha Ratzachor Enve In Magian, right, even if you don't get there, you're still acquiring, right, the matana. My time, why is that? La Bisham Zedasachar is Machno Sunshiny. Apparently it's different if someone else is being Machna you the item. So my Levishim by Rav Papa. However, Shimi said to Rav Papa, but what about a get? Hare get, the das charis maknosa, where the husband is giving the get to the wife. She should have to be there in the chatzer, right, when he gives it to her. Right? Meaning, she shouldn't have to be there, right? Because that's what we said, right? If there's das charis makne, right, then you don't need to be next to the field. But the halacha is, Ula says that the woman does need to be near her chatzer to acquire it. So Kumar says, shani get, isi valkorche. Well, yeah, that's happening, right, against her will. Right, so again, it's happening. So she has to be there, right, next to the sadas. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? That doesn't make sense." Maskev la Roshish Breda Ravidi. What do you mean? It's Kavachomer. Uma get the isi bal korcha I omedes b'tzad besa b'tzad chaser in ilo lo. She's acquiring this, but al korcha, right, against her will. She doesn't want this, right? Yet we see that she has to be next to her chaser, next to her sada, whatever, right, to acquire the get. So matana demidaite, but something that she wants to acquire. The meaning of matana, a gift, right? Lo kol shekein. Certainly, she should have to be next to the sadeh. So I'm Ravashi. Ravashi said, no, you can split a get and a matana because chotzer israbi. That yes, by a chotzer, again we said right chotzer mishum yad, right, for a get, but it's not any worse, right, than shlichus, meaning that a person, right, the Torah gave a chotzer the din of yad for a scenario where there could not be shlichus. Good. I mean, if there's no shlichus, then a chotzer is yad. But gabi get, right, the chovula. Right, there's back in the Gemara, by a get, that it's a chov, right, in chadav and adam shlo b'vanav. Right, again, what are we doing by a get? We're giving a bakor chov, it's a chov. You can't be zocha and adam, you can be zocha and adam shlo b'vanav, you can pick up something and be zocha and give that to someone else, right, but if there's a chov, then that person needs to be there. Right, so the gabi matana is a schusulo, right, zocha and adam shlo b'vanav, right, that works. But by a get, right, in chav and adam shlo b'vanav, right, we don't make a chov, right, if a person's not around, right, and therefore, the chora, she needs to be there, and again, you can't. You know, again, even if what's it called? If she's not standing there, right, you can't say that chotzer is mishum yad, right? And therefore, she has to, you know, she has to be in the vicinity. All right, we'll hold it here, and we'll go right to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.